You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to step out of the dysfunctional relationship they have with their mothers and into their power. Science says that your nervous system is primed to seek your mother's approval and to avoid her displeasure in order to stay alive. And if you grew up with an emotionally healthy but not perfect mother, she instinctively knew not to use that science against you, and she taught you not only how to stay alive without her, but also that her emotional well-being is her job, not yours. And if you didn't get that kind of mother, and she's still trying to control you with her displeasure, you may well have taken on the job of making her happy, even though it's been decades since you relied on her for your safety. But here's the thing. You don't create her displeasure. You never did. She does. She is in charge of her displeasure and everything else she feels. She may not like it when you act a certain way or do things a certain way, but how she feels about it is her choice. Being emotionally immature is not an accusation or an insult, because we're all emotionally immature from time to time and in certain situations or with certain people. And that's because we were taught implicitly and explicitly that other people create and or are responsible for our emotions. It's that subject-object thing that I've written about before and will include a link to in the show notes. My hope is that with each passing generation, we are able to claim our power as subjects. And try as she might to control you with her displeasure, to make you be who and what she wants you to be, because she thinks that will make her happy, you will never be able to make her happy. I mean, if you could infuse your mother with happiness and contentment and well-being, you surely would, because you're kind like that. But you can't. So if you're feeling frustrated, angry, guilty, hurt, devastated, ashamed, or resentful, know this. Your mother's displeasure means nothing about you. And I am sure you've heard some version of that before. Here's another way of saying it. All that's happening is that your mother is experiencing a feeling in her body that she doesn't like, and she doesn't know how to change or take responsibility for it. So she may be trying very hard to make it your responsibility, and you may be deciding that you don't want that job anymore. And if you need help quitting, you know where to find me. My email is in the show notes. And quitting doesn't mean going no contact unless that's what you want. It simply means knowing what's yours and what's not yours. Much, much love, Karen.